Hi, everybody. This is Carlos from Miami Firm Body, and this is our audio journal. The pastor mentioned the word family several times and how marriage creates and develops and sustains a family. I sat next to Maribel holding her hand. We sat on the groom's side of the church. To my right, I can look through a louvered, clear glass window that overlooked a small garden area, a walled garden rich in green, large, leafy plants, a bit of paradise just feet away. And I remembered how heaven can be experienced right here, right now. We were there to celebrate my nephew's wedding, but as these things go, the moment was one of introspection for me. I was reminded of my own wedding 27 years earlier. As I continued to look around, I noticed the pew we were in. To my right was Maribel. To my left sat Carla, my oldest son's wife, David, our son, Ines and Luke, her boyfriend. And in that instant, I realized that the pew contained a mathematical equation of the soul. Maribel and I, our union was partially represented in that pew, partially in part because our other son was not there. But we can't reduce love to mere numberings. I sat there, taking it all in, dancing with these thoughts in my heart and mind, wondering if this is what the minister meant about family and about marriage, and how amazing and unpredictable this whole love enterprise is. As I held Maribel's hand, I wondered about the gift of longevity in our own relationship. And I realized it's always been a moment-by-moment experience. How I've also realized how with time, our love has become more stable and manifesting something beyond itself. How with the practice of loving, there's a stability that runs deep into the heart, opening to something that I would describe simply with the words mystery, wonder, and most of all, grace. What a gift, I thought, that there are moments like this wedding of my nephew Alex and his beautiful bride Ivana, that we can sense deep in our souls that if we hold each other's hands and we look into each other's eyes, we could realize that all is well for this moment, for this time. And as I held Maribel's hand, I looked toward the front of the church and saw a young couple reciting their vows. And I knew that if there was a simple step-by-step process to follow to get to that complex mathematical expression that I realized that I was in that pew, I was sitting, somebody would have written it down somehow. But the fact is, however, that there are no such instructions when it comes to love. There couldn't be, because love is always more than the sum of the parts. And no one, even after decades of being in a relationship, no one is an expert in the practice of loving. And that means that we can all aspire to be newlyweds. We can all aspire to look into each other's eyes. We can all aspire to hold each other's hands. And with great love, we could say, I do. And we can do that on a daily basis. I hope this message finds you well. I hope that you're able to hold someone's hand and look into their eyes, even if it's not in a romantic setting. And you could say, I do to life. I do to love. And together walk into that space, which is way beyond words, and it's beautiful, and it's a little bit of heaven in the moment that we live right now. You take good care.